You heard from the others? Ossian raised an eyebrow. If anybody's out there, they're not answering.
It's a curious technology, Mr. Belt.
Tom didn't see him come in, but there was suddenly a man behind him. He flinched and fell to the floor beside Ossian. The man was tall, regal, stiff as a board, in a crisp naval uniform. His wasp-like narrow waist and long legs were common traits aboard cruisers, but this man took that lean physique to an unsettling level. Never healthy or monstrous, but just too far into the land of strange. His hair was perfectly coiffed, as if each strand bore the same discipline laced into every other fragment of him, from bone to sinew. He considered Tom with hollow eyes, the way a spider does a fly before wrapping it up for dinner. The service disregarded it due to the health risks, but personally, I admire your audacity.
Oh, hey! You again. Hi, Ossian groused, the fire that had been stirring instantly doused again. He gestured to his swollen eye. Here to make me symmetrical? The spider didn't respond to Ossian, directing his words to Tom.
The Navy extends its condolences on behalf of your mother, Thomas.
Ah, hell.
Ossian shot a half dozen accusations Tom's way in just a single cold glance. How did this military robot know squat about the cabin boy? He demanded answers, but all Tom could give was an apologetic shrug. He had lived for so long out of sight. Did he really remember after all this time? Unlikely. Tom stumbled over his words.
It was a year... Thank you. Who are you?
I'm Captain Jeremiah Stride. The spider said with his smooth and gravelly voice. He raised a single scolding finger, waggling it as if he could tut-tut at him with sign language alone.
And you're not where you're supposed to be,
Ossian spoke up.
If he did something he didn't tell us. I assure you, Mr. Belt, this aside is nothing but a happy coincidence.
Stride purred, far too pleased with himself, and only letting it out in the pauses between his words.
And should not concern you one bit.
Kids on my crew, Ossian bit back, so it concerns me a few bits.
Ossian was standing up for him. Maybe there was a little trust left. Tom got the feeling that was being intentionally pulled apart.
Not anymore. Stride lamented. This boy is in the safe custody of the Imperial Navy. What'll happen to them?
Tom chirped, trying to get ahead of this rolling catastrophe. Stride tilted his head, studying.
In a hurry, Thomas?
What'll happen to them?
Stride pursed his lips.
Most'll be sent to the Core Worlds for their trials.
Mr. Belt here.
Stride lingered, as if he could taste the name in his mouth. Something bitter and wholesome. Filling.
Mr. Belt has an appointment to keep with a warden on Charon.
Charon was a prison world, largely for processing fresh capital convicts. Tom looked at his captain.
You're a capital?
Ossian rolled his eyes. Maybe he'd been expecting this twist, or maybe it was just Stride's melodrama getting to him finally. Stride turned his eyes on to Ossian.
Did you tell them your real name?
Ossian is my real name.
Your birth name?
Ossian sneered. That person's dead.
Convenient.